the ing factor.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's the Morning Open, a look at the economy as we kick things off and kick off the trading day about 20 minutes in. Earnings for the corporations, filings for the unemployed, and coping with homelessness in the big city. But first, where's Wall Street? Up right now, the S&P up about 1%, same for the NASDAQ, the Dow up about 0.75%. European markets are up by about an average of 1% at this hour, and in Asia, shares were mostly higher today. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us live this morning from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
Earnings reports. Dow Chemical this morning reported it lost nearly $500 million in its second quarter, but in its assessment, the CEO said that the U.S. economy has apparently found the bottom. How is his crystal ball any different from anyone else's?
Well, he was gasping a little bit as he said it. You know, basically, he's looking at the economy maybe bottoming here. And his cheery news was, eventually we will recover. What he is seeing right now is customers are beginning to restock. They've really gone through all of their inventory. They make for plastic bags all the way to autos. They're beginning to restock a little bit, but we're not seeing significant sales growth. It's all cost-cutting. Now, DuPont's going to be announcing as well. They get real growth because it's from agriculture. And agriculture is seeing a big expansion this year. We'll have to see what their industrial chemicals are doing, too. This may be just a flash in the pan.
I couldn't help notice, Julie, that Kellogg was also among the winners this morning in its earnings. We're talking cereal. Is that the golden ticket these days? And what other companies are seeing some genuine growth right now?
Cereal is not just for breakfast anymore. That's what happens during recessions is people eat a lot of cereal, and they can't keep it on the shelves. It's really going very well. All of the bakers like Kellogg are looking at stable commodity costs and huge sales increases because of the recession. Yeah. So this is where you're seeing top-line growth.
Indeed. Julie Neiman, thanks.
You bet.
I do appreciate it. The Labor Department says the number of newly laid off workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits rose last week by 25,000. The housing market still has yet to find spark. A new report on national foreclosures shows we've set a new record. For the last 4 months, more than 300,000 households received foreclosure notices. And as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, the second wave of the mortgage mess is just starting to set in.
Foreclosures continue to swamp states like California, Nevada, and Florida. But now, areas that didn't have high rates of subprime mortgages are starting to feel the pain.
Places like Boise, Idaho, and Fayetteville, Arkansas, places that have not been foreclosure hotspots but are now entering the fray.
That's Rick Shargo with RealtyTrack, an online database of foreclosed properties. The company's new report shows that, instead of bad loans, this latest wave of foreclosures is due to the bad economy and job losses.
That wave of foreclosure activity will probably take us through the middle of next year, assuming that unemployment peaks sometime late this year or early 2010.
Sharga predicts a third wave of foreclosures will strike in the middle of next year. That's when a new batch of risky mortgages resets to higher rates, potentially leaving many homeowners underwater. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
When it comes to homelessness, it shouldn't surprise you that the recession has made matters worse as people are losing jobs and their homes at a higher rate. This morning, we focus on one city, the biggest one in our nation, that's having a particularly tough time dealing with its growing homeless population. From the Big Apple, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Nothing's cheap in New York, certainly not housing, and the temporary apartments used to accommodate the homeless are nearly full. Robert Hess is the commissioner of the city's Department of Homeless Services.
We're seeing applicants for shelter increase about 30% more this year than last year at the same time.
So city officials this week put some tough new policies in place. They make it easier to eject people from shelters for minor infractions like staying out past curfew.
We do not view shelter as a home. We view shelter as short-term, temporary, and emergency services to help stabilize families that are in crisis with all the dignity and respect that they deserve.
Dignity and respect aren't the first words that come to mind at the city's main homeless intake center. It's in the South Bronx, one of New York's poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods. Hundreds of families file in the door in search of shelter and come right back out again after being found ineligible for housing.
They tell me I have to come back after 12 o'clock in the morning to apply for overnight. Come on, I have two kids, you know. They shouldn't be doing that.
That's a woman who called herself only Marisol. She says authorities told her to stay with her aunt Gina, but Gina says she's got no room.
I got like 10 people in my house right now. I'm supposed to fit, four more? No, I got my own family.
This drama in the South Bronx may sound worlds away, but homelessness is up all over the country. Professor Dennis Culhane studies the issue at the University of Pennsylvania. He says even if we're at the beginning of a recovery, homeless levels could still be on the rise for some time.
This recession could sort of blow a hole in the safety net, and the homeless system that is out there is simply not sufficient in its capacity to deal with the potential problem.
New York's taken an out-of-sight, out-of-mind approach to save on long-term shelter for the homeless. The city is now buying one-way tickets to places where homeless families have relatives or friends who'll take them in. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Finally, discriminating is never nice unless you're talking about taste. And it's Nevada Senator Harry Reid who introduced a bill that speaks to the taste of government bureaucrats and asks them not to discriminate. We're not talking about people or American goods. It's all about resort cities. The Protecting Resort Cities from Discrimination Act of 2009 wants to undue hardship for places that are a bit over the top. Seems Las Vegas, which, by the way, is in Nevada, got a bum rap at the height of the recession, even for President Obama, for its lack of austerity as meeting places go. And Reid wants to make sure every place has an equal shot to host fun government meetings. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.